shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And he pulled his pants down?
Well, it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to do it anyway.
If we've learned anything from this tragedy,
it's hard when you're trying to do the right thing, you know, because a trip to the CVS.
I'm Fred Thompson, and I approve this message.
And he pulled his pants down?
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, knows where it's going because it knows where it's been, and that's where I'm at. Yes, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. This is the future. This is the past. And this is the present of talk radio. Why are conservatives backing Ricky Gervais? Ricky Gervais, the great comic who performed at the Golden Globes. Why are conservatives backing him? Also, the city of Berkeley will offer employees sex change health care benefits. Plus, one of the most bizarre 911 calls that you may ever hear coming up tonight. We also have Dave Oliva joining us. Dave is a prospective LAPD officer, takes criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College. He'll be up talking to us about the use and the more liberal and more frequent use of the taser and how it's saving lives. Also, Dr. Leo Ritenour joining us from Mobile, Alabama here in just a moment to talk about stem cells and how parents are having baby teeth extracted now from their children. And these teeth are then preserved so that the stem cells from them can be used somewhere down the road when medicine makes these advances, can be used to help cure that child once they're an adult of a variety of diseases. This is where stem cells are coming from now. And so the whole conversation, you know, about fetal stem cells, it's all moot. Now stem cells are coming from a lot of different parts of the body, and this particular area having to do with baby teeth. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and our affiliate spotlight tonight on WTAR 850 AM in Norfolk, Virginia. And we've got a couple of new affiliates, WCIT 940 AM in Lima, Ohio, and WVOP 970 AM in Vidalia, Georgia. So we welcome you guys onto our network of great radio stations here, the Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. We put a note up this evening on the on what we hope will be the possible sale of our very limited number of 94 best of CDs. We also have other merchandise coming into our shop as well. So check out philhendryshow.com. Get your live streaming video of the show. It's happening right now online. 877-876-PHIL. And let me get here. Dr. Ritenour in Mobile, Alabama. Doctor, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on.
And Doctor, the story here, parents pulling baby teeth out for stem cells. You're familiar with this, right?
Oh, yes, very much.
The tradition of letting baby teeth fall out naturally and keeping them for the tooth fairy may become a thing of the past, as the teeth are increasingly used as a source of something far more valuable than pocket change, stem cells.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. The stem cell therapy, in their early stages of development, and some families are having their children's baby teeth extracted and saved in anticipation of these treatments. And it's a great opportunity. The science is not yet 100%, but the science will be 100%, most likely when these children are adults. And then you're able to use the teeth, the stem cell material, which is generally from the pulp of the interior of the tooth, and you can use that, and you can tease that out and create any therapy that you want. We've got people now bringing the children in and having their teeth removed, and the teeth are then sent to a temperature-controlled steel container. And we send that to a lab in Massachusetts. The stem cells are spun out. They're frozen to more than 100 degrees below zero, and they're stored for any future illness.
And parents are coming in and having their children's baby teeth extracted for this reason.
Many parents are, and we certainly recommend it if any individual is curious to how they might help their young person long after you and I are here, Phil, how they might help a person survive a cancer or there's a provided therapy for something that might be wrong. Well, the stem cell research that's being done today, hopefully in 20 years or 15, 20, 30 years, is going to be far enough down the road that whatever therapy is needed to repair whatever injury illness or anything else that's wrong with the body, that therapy is going to be made available.
Now, there's a woman here, a lady by the name of Montoya. They just cited one lady, and she's in Miami. She says she believes in this. She brought her sons in, and they extracted these baby teeth, and I guess they took out a couple of teeth. Now, where are the stem cells taken from? In because, you know, we're used to baby teeth being put under the pillow, as I said at the beginning of the story, and having the tooth fairy get them. Which obviously is something that we do to just comfort our children. But now these teeth are in some cases, being shipped to these labs. What exactly? Tell me the procedure. Tell me the process.
Certainly, Phil. Well, the teeth are no longer considered dental waste. There are researchers are spitting out stem cells that we think can regrow lost teeth. They might even be used to repair damaged bones, hearts, pancreas, muscle, perhaps even neural tissue, and that would be tissue of the brain. We might as well use these teeth that have been this kind of dental waste. I can't help but feel excitement for the potential use in regenerating different tissues in the human body. There are some concerns. It does lead to a little bit of an expense, Phil, somewhere in the neighborhood of $500, $600 plus $100 to store the cells from up to four teeth for up to 20 years. It is very speculative, with the first FDA-approved practical use years away.
What is the National Institute of Health concluding about any of this, you know?
I think the NIH has concluded that 2003, the teeth are a rich source of stem cells. All right, and every child has about 20 baby teeth that fall out between the ages of 6 and 12. Now, allowing these teeth just to fall out is not good enough because the tooth then is dead. And you need a live tooth. You need a tooth that's relatively healthy because there's a blood supply going to that tooth. So that when you extract that tooth, it is a healthy tooth. It still has a blood supply keeping it healthy, and that's when it is frozen.
So just letting the tooth fall out, letting a baby tooth fall out as we used to, the tooth is not usable.
No, the stem cells, they are the body's repair system. They are beneath the skin. They're constantly spinning off new skin cells to replace the old sloughed-off skin. And the same is true for hearts and livers and so on. So stem cells from bone marrow, blood, and now perhaps teeth can be reprogrammed to help any of these organs that might be ailing. And so these stem cells also avoid embryonic stem cells. We don't have to use those.
And so it's the tooth, the pulp?
It is the blood supply, the nerve, and the actual tissue within the tooth, yes. The first practical use of dental stem cells. And I'm hoping, of course, after my review...
And we're talking here, and by the way, I want to get into that. We're talking with Dr. Leo Ritenour. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ritenour is with us and talking to us about stem cell, the use of stem cells from baby teeth that have to be extracted. So the child comes in, the tooth is a healthy tooth, it needs to be extracted. Now, you are under review right now. Why?
I'm under review because I made the blunder of telling someone I have a hypercondition where I enjoy removing a healthy tooth, and I'm going to be straight with you. I am not a person that wants to inflict pain. I'm not a person that gets any kind of a manic thrill from this. I just simply enjoy extracting a healthy tooth from a healthy jaw. And when that was communicated to one of my colleagues, I had a call from the Medical Review and Dental Review Board in the state of Alabama, and I was told that I was suspended pending an examination. And that was because I was being honest and saying that I enjoyed extracting a healthy tooth from a healthy jaw. Now,
you're saying that you don't get any there's no sadomasochism?
No, none at all. None at all. There's absolutely nothing sadistic about it. It is simply a condition whereby I achieve satisfaction. It's not sexual. It is satisfaction removing a healthy tooth from a healthy jaw. Now, my entire life, obviously, I've had to suppress that. Now comes a time in the history of dentistry where we are using baby teeth for stem cell research, and people are coming in to have those teeth removed, and I am not allowed to do that. So I'm filing my grievance. If I have to take the Dental Review Board to court, I will, because I am uniquely qualified for this procedure, Phil, and I'm not being allowed to conduct it.
When you say that you're uniquely qualified, we're talking here to Dr. Leo Rittenour, 877-876-PHIL, about removing baby teeth so these can be used for stem cells later on in the life of the individual. You're uniquely qualified. The doctors can remove teeth.
Absolutely.
But you're uniquely qualified because you enjoy it.
Yes, I enjoy it. I can't explain why I enjoy it, but because I enjoy it, I do it very well. I don't cause any pain because we use a pain suppressant, we use an anesthetic, but I am extremely thorough in extracting those teeth. I am energetic and interested in extracting these teeth from these jaws, and I do recommend it to parents that bring their children in.
And now, there's an area there. You recommend it. Are you saying to these parents, let's take the baby teeth out of this child's jaw, even if they don't need it?
Well, every child, that's really not operative, because every child needs it. In other words, if your child is going to grow to adulthood, and your child is susceptible to diseases that we all are susceptible to, organ failure, anything that could go wrong with the human body, you will need some stem cell therapy to develop regenerative tissue, and that will be from stem cells developed from your own body, from parts of your own body, and in this case, it would be your baby teeth. So I do recommend it. And I feel I'm recommending something that's good for the child, but I do know that I'm recommending something also that I like.
Tell me about this idea that you like to take teeth out of healthy teeth out of a healthy jaw. Does that, because people are going to hear that, and they're going to think that that sounds...
It does. I can understand how it sounds.
It sounds almost gothic, you know.
I understand how it might sound a bit threatening. I can assure you that it's not, because I don't do it unless there is no pain at all or discomfort to the individual. I do prefer that the parents are not in the room, and I do prefer when I am extracting the teeth, I prefer to use my hand in some restraining way. Now, I don't know why this is.
Well, but do you understand, if I can interrupt you, you understand why the medical board in Alabama wants to have you examined, a psychiatric exam?
It's not a psychiatric exam, sir.
All right, well, is it a psychologist?
Yes. And no, I do not understand it, because I am uniquely qualified for this. I have never run afoul of my obligation or my oath, Hippocratic oath. I've never run afoul of the board of the state of Alabama in any way, shape, or form in my capacity as a dentist, a dental surgeon. So why they would have me reviewed psychologically, I think, is unnecessary, causes me embarrassment, and causes mistrust between myself and my patients.
Well, you've said that you enjoy removing teeth from these kids.
Yes, I do.
You also said that you prefer the parents aren't in the room and you use a hand to restrain the kid?
It is all part of what gives me the enjoyment, but I never hurt the child, nor does the child ever express any fear. The only reason why this came out was because I told the medical board of this condition.
Why did you feel the need to tell them?
Because I felt that I was uniquely qualified to do this. I didn't think it was something that was going to keep me from my profession. I thought it was something that would encourage the use of my office and my expertise in extracting healthy teeth from healthy jaws, because I enjoy it, and therefore I will do it better than other doctors.
All right, we're going to take a break here, okay, Dr. Rittenour?
Well, that's fine, but please keep in mind one thing. When I say I enjoy it, I don't enjoy it because it hurts anybody. I enjoy it because I have in my mind the idea that extracting a healthy tooth from a healthy jaw is an enjoyable thing for me. I can't explain it, but I do not believe it's destructive at all.
All right, I understand it, sir. Dr. Leo Rittenour, and our number 877-876-PHIL. Here's a man who, a dentist who admits to enjoying extracting healthy teeth from healthy jaws. It just so happens that a lot of parents are doing that now so that their kids can have stem cells later on in life. Baby teeth extracted from the jaws of children. And they're doing it in Alabama and elsewhere. Number 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Our guest is Dr. Leo Rittenour in Mobile, Alabama tonight, and we're talking about a new source of stem cells, and that is the baby teeth of children. And as a result, parents are having their children brought into the dentist early and having these baby teeth removed prematurely so that these can be stored. And the stem cells from these baby teeth eventually can be used to generate new organs, perhaps, generate new skin, generate new tissue of any kind later on in the lives of those children. Dr. Rittenour is an individual who has been removed from practice by the medical board, the dental board in the state of Alabama, because you admitted to enjoying doing this, and yet you say you've never caused any pain.
I've never caused any pain at all, Phil.
But you said you enjoyed it, and now you are being examined psychologically. Have you use anesthetic?
Well, of course I use anesthetic, but I'm going to tell you something that no dentist is necessarily going to admit to you. I use anesthetic because it's required by law. But there isn't a dentist in America, I don't think there's a dentist in the world, that if they didn't have to use anesthetic, would use it. It is a very, very expensive part of the process. It's very expensive for the patient, not for the doctor. And so if the state said to me, you don't have to use anesthetic, I wouldn't be the only one who wouldn't be using it. Every dentist in America would stop using anesthetic because it's extremely expensive, extremely onerous on the patient. And in my case, it wouldn't bother me. It might bother other doctors. It wouldn't bother me. That's the only difference. That's the only difference.
When you say it doesn't bother you, what do you mean?
It wouldn't bother me not to use anesthetic. It might bother other dentists not to use it, but they still wouldn't use it. You see, they might have a guilty conscience, but it wouldn't bother me because, as I said, I have been honest and I have said I look forward to going to work when I know I have a young patient and I'm going to be pulling his or her teeth out of their jaw. I don't try to hurt them. I've never been accused of anything illegal. But I happen to enjoy it.
Dr. Leo Rittenour, our number 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. We have Mary on the line. Hi, Mary. You're on the line with Phil Henry and Dr. Rittenour. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil.
Doctor, hi.
Hi, Doc.
Yes.
Doc, I think you're a little bit sick there. You say you don't enjoy causing pain, but you get pleasure out of it. I mean, that's sort
no,
of
like... I don't. No, I don't. You're not listening, and that's not unusual. I said I do not cause pain, and so therefore I don't get any enjoyment out of causing pain. I don't cause any pain. I never said anything of the sort.
How do you not cause pain when you're yanking a tooth? There is pain.
Have you ever heard of anesthetic? Are you really? You've been sitting on hold that long, and you're that stupid. You understand we use anesthetic, right?
Don't call her stupid, okay?
Why would you ask a stupid question like that? Either way, you're gonna get feel a prick.
To Dolores in Mobile, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Our number 877-876-PHIL, and we have on the line with us Dr. Leo Ritenour. We're talking about this. The more and more parents are having their children's baby teeth extracted for stem cells. And more of these patients were coming to you, doctor, but you were told to stop practicing while they reviewed your license and your procedures, and this is because you admitted to them you enjoy this.
That is right, and that is a lesson, I think, for all of us in honesty.
But let's look into this. You say that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you.
There is nothing wrong with me. The only thing wrong with me was admitting that I enjoy taking a healthy tooth out of a healthy jaw. I enjoy it. And that was my honesty.
And well, isn't a doctor supposed to only do good?
That is correct.
So removing a tooth from a healthy jaw, isn't that sort of by definition a destructive or injurious thing?
By definition, yes, it is. Absolutely. But every doctor is engaging in that. Every doctor is guilty of that. This is a technical matter I would never be able to make any one of your listeners understand. It's purely a medical matter. But every doctor who is taking baby teeth out of a jaw so they can use the stem cells is doing it in violation of the Hippocratic Oath, if you will. I'm the only one who says I like to take those teeth out of the jaw because I just enjoy doing it, not because you're going to use the stem cells later on, even though you will. Now, I did tell you that I don't like to have the parents in the room. I like to use one hand to restrain the child, and I remove my shoes. But there is nothing in any one of those acts that is against the law, that is intended to cause pain, that is intended to cause fear, or is a violation of state law.
Even taking your shoes off?
Even taking my shoes off, so long as I have some other kind of surgical covering on them.
What about the hand to restrain the child?
I don't really restrain the child. I just keep my hand on the child's shoulder, but it is the illusion of restraint for me.
And all of this is intended for you to enjoy the procedure?
I do enjoy it. It enhances it for me, yes.
Do you think there's anything wrong with you?
I don't think there's anything wrong with me because I don't do anything to injure anyone. I enjoy taking a healthy tooth out of a jaw.
And would do it without anesthetic?
And would do it without anesthetic if it was legal. But that's something every dentist would do.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Dolores, who we had hanging on. Sorry, Dolores, in your city, Dr. Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just can't seem to grasp the concept of what you're getting enjoyment out of when you're hurting children.
No, I'm not. I just got done telling you. I'm not hurting anyone. We use anesthetic. If I didn't have to use anesthetic, I wouldn't, but then no dentist would.
And you would still enjoy it?
Every dentist would prefer not to use anesthetic. It's too expensive.
Or the fact of their enjoyment?
What's that? I enjoy what I do. And that's what made the dental board suspend my license and review my practice, because I told them that I got pleasure out of taking a healthy tooth out of a healthy jaw. If you came to see me, Dolores, and you asked me to remove all of your teeth, I would feel good about that.
What if it was something that you didn't need?
If she didn't need it, I would advise against it. I would advise against it. But if she did need it, I would enjoy doing it.
What if she didn't need it and you took the teeth out anyway?
I would never do that. I would never do that, see?
Okay. Go ahead, Dolores. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
So why are you taking, what is the whole purpose then of taking the healthy teeth out of a healthy
jaw? You know what? This woman wasn't listening either. This woman wasn't listening either.
Yeah, this is about taking out teeth for stem cells. Thanks for calling, though. 877-876-PHIL. So I think people need to understand that you're removing these teeth because the parents are bringing those kids in.
Well, that needs to be said as well, Phil. when a parent brings a child in and says to me, we want the baby teeth removed so we can have the stem cells used later on in life, they're the ones that are opening the child up to this procedure. They're the ones that have brought this child to me and have given me the opportunity to have a good day, if you want to put it that way, by taking the teeth out of this child's jaw. But they're the ones that wanted it done because of the stem cells.
All right. And these, all right, so what the parents are asking for is something that more and more is medically going to be, I don't know, not required, but medically more and more is going to be desired.
That is correct, right.
That parents will have children's baby teeth removed by a dentist so that it is a healthy tooth that can be used for stem cells later on in the life of that child.
That is correct, absolutely.
All right. The fact is that if they come to you, you enjoy taking those teeth out.
I do enjoy that. And I've thought to myself, is there something wrong with me? Am I a sadist? No, I'm not a sadist because I don't want to inflict pain. So I'm not a sadist. Is there anything different about me than any other dentist? The fact that I relish removing healthy teeth from a jaw, especially of a child. Especially of a child. And
have you thought about that, what that means?
No, I haven't. I'm going to be talking to the doctor about that tomorrow. But I don't want to cause the child pain. There's something about taking the healthy teeth of a child and taking them out of that kid's jaw. There's a perfection to that child that I get to disrupt, and I like that.
So you don't consider that to be a dangerous thing?
No, because I don't want it to be painful, and I would never force it on the child. But if someone allows me, gives me permission to disrupt the perfection of a child's jaw by taking its teeth out, I get happy. I get happy about that. I'll be talking to the doctor about that tomorrow. But why I'm not allowed to practice dentistry is simply because I enjoy my work.
Well, it's the reason you enjoy it. If you say that you like to take healthy teeth out of a child's jaw because you like the idea of disrupting the perfection of that child, somebody someplace is going to say you're looking into causing pain.
No, I'm not. And please understand, no, I'm not looking into causing pain. You have to understand, Phil. I'm a dentist. I went to school. I went to medical school. I got 7 years of a degree. I'm dealing with parents, and in some cases, I'm dealing with just the bureaucracy. People are not very intelligent. They didn't go to college. They don't know what I know. They don't understand the medical aspects that I understand. I'm dealing with people that are simply not as thoroughly educated. And how are they to judge me? How are they to judge me when I say that I enjoy disrupting the perfection of a child's jaw, but I'm not going to hurt that child? Do you honestly think that some parent who's just got out of grade school themselves, and that's about it, and they're waiting tables, are they going to understand what I have to offer? No.
Well, that's arrogance, though.
What is?
Well, you're talking about, are they going to understand me, that I like to disrupt the perfection of a child's jaw by taking his teeth out of his head? I mean, you're getting into some stuff here, Doc. You talked about restraining the kid with one hand, taking your shoes off. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
And not having the parents in the room. What about a nurse?
I would prefer that there's no one in the room but myself and the child.
See, that all of that stuff is going to resonate very weird with parents.
It resonates weird with parents who do not have the education or understanding of what I can do, what I'm capable of doing, and what I do as a dentist. It resonates with those people weird. But if they want their child to go to another dentist who will take their teeth out and not really know what it is he's doing, he won't understand the joy of that.
Well, I don't know, man. I can tell you this. I could take a child to a dentist and have that dentist take the kid's teeth out, and I would never need to know the guy had any joy out of it.
You may not need to know that, but in knowing it, you would know that that man took that kid's teeth out of his head with a smile on his face and with a actual purpose in his life. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Dr. Leo Ritenour, pretty far out there, talking about how he likes to take the teeth out of a kid's head because he enjoys it. He enjoys it. Even though this is legal now, you can take these teeth and send them to a stem cell research. He likes it. He likes to use one hand to restrain them. He likes to be with his shoes off and nobody else in the room. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Leo Rittenour is on the line with us from Mobile, Alabama. Now, I realize it's very complex what we're talking about here, Doc, the idea that stem cells can be taken from baby teeth, and these stem cells are used later on to grow organs for the individuals that the teeth were taken from. So parents are having children, parents are taking their children in and having these teeth removed.
Yes, they're taking the children in and having the teeth removed so that the stem cells are spun out and used to regenerate tissue later on in life. That is correct.
So this is not an unusual thing anymore to have these teeth removed. Your problem was that you said to the medical board, the dental board, that you enjoyed doing that. But now you're telling us about how you wouldn't use anesthetic if you didn't have to, but then other doctors wouldn't either.
Well, that's the point. Now, you have to understand that most dentists, if not all dentists, if they didn't have to use anesthetic, they wouldn't. The difference is it's not going to bother me. If someone is in discomfort, I can get the job done. I don't like to see people in discomfort, but I can get the job done. It would unsettle other dentists. The other problem is that we don't have a very broad-minded group of professionals in Alabama. I don't think in the rest of the country, to be honest with you. As a dentist, if I work without my shoes on or I put a hand on a shoulder simulating restraint or I don't want a nurse in the room, that might be the proclivity and the idiosyncratic personality of a dentist, but I get the job done the same as everyone else. I don't inflict pain, but I like it. I like taking a healthy part of a human body and making it unhealthy for the moment. It's not unhealthy, but taking the perfection of that tooth away from the jaw.
That's probably what they say. Is there such a thing as them saying,
Mr. Henry, please understand, you don't know my profession.
But let me ask you, does the board say something to you like, that's an unhealthy notion?
They can't judge me.
No, but does the dental board say to you that is not a good mindset?
But they can't judge me because the men on the dental board are nowhere near my equal when it comes to proficiency. As dentists or dental surgeons, they're nowhere near my equal. And to sit in judgment on me when I am twice the dentist any of them will ever be is quite laughable, I can assure you. And now I'm not allowed to go in and practice because these same small people have decided that I have a personality that they don't understand.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jerry in Bakersfield. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I have a couple questions. One, the art of doing this stem cell research, hey, I totally agree with. It's not invasive as, you know, umbilical cords and so forth.
Great. Are you a dentist?
I am not. But I have a cousin who's a dentist.
It doesn't really matter whether you agree with it or not. That's what people are doing, you know.
Well, my whole question is...
But you don't really have a professional opinion on it unless you have children.
All right, let the guy finish.
Okay. Well, there's two things. One, you're talking about you don't like having anybody to witness you when you're doing these procedures. There's two questions I have in that. One is that your protection is having somebody in there? If something happens and that child says you did something, you have no one to say you didn't do it.
Well, don't worry. I'll take care of it. And what's your next question?
Okay, and the next question is...
Well, why do you dismiss that?
Well, because the man is obviously not sincere with his questions. I think he just wants to hear himself talk.
Why do you say that?
Well, what difference does it make whether there's anybody in there? And it doesn't mean anything to him. Why don't you, sir, either ask me a real question or hang up?
Okay, you want me to ask you
all
a real
right.
question?
Are you a parent? Are you a father? Are you a father? Are you a father?
What's that?
No, you're not even a father, are you? You don't have any real reason for calling me, do you?
My personal life does not matter. I am a father, Bethany.
Yeah, no, none of your questions are making any sense. First of all, you say to me, well, that's my protection. I'll take care of myself, thank you. Now, the second question you have is what?
Well, my second question is, you were talking about how the board is going off of your word saying you enjoy inflicting pain. Did you use the wrong word?
I did not say I enjoyed inflicting pain. If you got some of the dumbest listeners I've ever met, Mr. Henry, I didn't say I enjoyed inflicting pain.
All right, we don't need to characterize people as dumb.
Well, you've had one dumb caller after the next here tonight.
We don't need to do that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy the art of the ministry?
I did not say that I enjoyed inflicting pain, so why should I continue talking to you if you can't even listen to what I'm saying?
If the man got it wrong, he got it wrong, okay?
Well, he said, I enjoy inflicting pain. I made the point over and over again that I don't enjoy inflicting pain. So why would this guy say that? Because he's not listening.
It's the way you're coming across about it.
You're typical of most Americans. You don't listen. You form conclusions based on nothing, and then you get upset when you're called on it. You're typical of this country.
I totally agree with that because of one thing. They look at the pattern of people who go into roadside and fail without their parents being there, and look at the pattern of indecent things that have happened to children.
All right, and what else? What's this other baloney about how I enjoy inflicting pain? This is a country full of people that don't listen to anything, form their conclusions on nothing, get upset when they get called on it, and this guy's giving me an argument on something he don't even understand.
Well, what are you upset about? If the guy's got the information wrong...
I'm arrogant with people that don't listen.
No, you're arrogant because you think you're the best.
I'm arrogant with people that don't listen. I said I don't enjoy inflicting pain, so why would you say that I do?
Then what do you enjoy doing? What's the whole point of it? You said you don't want to get mad.
Have you been listening to me?
Well, it's a good question. Why do you do it?
I don't know other than the fact that I like taking a healthy tooth out of a healthy jaw. Now, in the case of this man, Jerry, I might enjoy inflicting pain. That's where I'm at right now. You know? He thinks it's funny. He doesn't care what happens to kids. He doesn't care what happens to him. He just thinks the whole thing's funny. I knew that as soon as you called, I knew you didn't care.
Well, you just said to the guy was very funny. In the case of Jerry, I wouldn't mind inflicting pain.
Well, this guy's calling up and getting it all wrong. Just like that dental board. He reminds me of some of those people I got to talk to.
Yeah, but that dental board...
God, I hate them. God, I hate them so.
Well, you may hate them... Right, and you may hate them, and you may have a problem with them, but the fact is they've got good questions. And by the way, whether Jerry put the question right or not, you alone in the room with the kid is not good.
Now, how do you know that?
Because that's just the law is going to presume against you. So what this gentleman said was right, and you should probably have a little bit more sense when it comes to your own protection. Thank you very much, Jerry, for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kenny in Portland. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, I heard a comment this guy made a little bit earlier about taking healthy teeth out of a child's mouth. I don't understand how you can do that after you've taken an oath to do no harm. I think every person in the medical field...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
...has taken an oath
to
not do any harm.
I told you,
it sounds to me like
cells.
He enjoys doing the harm. I don't understand that part of it.
The thing of it is I, you know, and I tell you, Dr. Rittenour, you don't have any patience. What it is here, Kenny, is that parents are having these baby teeth removed for stem cells and so that later on they can use it to regenerate tissue, okay?
I said the same thing. I said the exact same thing, and this guy doesn't understand.
All right, but you don't have any patience.
And the fact that I enjoy doing it doesn't mean I enjoy taking teeth out of a person's jaw, even though they're healthy. Yes, I enjoy that. But it ain't illegal. It ain't illegal because of the stem cell thing.
As a doctor, even though a dentist is maybe not the highest level of medical science, how can you justify doing harm. I don't care if the kid, you know, maybe in the future it'll help the kid, maybe it won't. But, you know, today, what's it going to do? How can you do something like
that's
that?
Funny.
To a young kid. And get joy out of it. And get joy. You know, it sounds like, you have fun with
macaroni and cheese. How do you eat your macaroni and cheese without any cheese?
It sounds like you might have a psychological problem if you enjoy seeing kid in pain.
You're the guy with the psychological problem calling up about macaroni and cheese when we're talking about something deadly serious, the fact that I enjoy pulling teeth out of a man's jaw and not even using anesthetic.
You know what? The only person here who's weird is you, Doc. Everybody else is making perfect sense.
I'm weird. This guy said something about macaroni and cheese, and he ain't even got his lower teeth. And nobody pulled them out. They probably just fell out.
No,
it's called crack. Isn't it called crack? It's called crack.
Phil Hendry.